Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting third, the center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth, the catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third, the DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Castano reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Castano scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Butera reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hatcher. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a pop-up towards the mound. Eckersley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Butera hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Powell reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Castano bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Stapleton covering, for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Hoffman, who tags Adams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sofield moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sofield. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Sofield steals third. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sofield scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Dave Engel pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Butera moves to second. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing right field. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Stapleton moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.